This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named April Brucker, A-P-R-I-L, middle initial, and last name B-R-O-O-K-E-R, date of birth 05/01/1989, date of appointment October 9, 2025, requesting a physician Nicole Higgins, N-I-C-O-L-E-H-I-G-G-I-N-S. Dear Nicole Higgins, I have the pleasure of seeing April Brucker today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 36-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman. For the last couple of years, she's having constant lightheadedness, sometimes with headache. She feels like not getting enough oxygen or blood. She's feeling of passing out, but never passed out. It comes with nausea. Lightheadedness is daily. Headache is 4 to 5 times per week. It is frontal, back of the head, and base of the head. Sometimes involves the whole head. It is sharp, dull, throbbing, with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia, with dizziness. She takes Tylenol. Sometimes it helps. She feels fatigued and bruised. Please rewrite again. She feels fatigued and brain is in the fog. Sometimes feels confused and stuttering. Get numbness and tingling on the right side of the face. MRI of the brain done with contrast on April 10, 2025 is normal. She has a history of cocaine use nearly 4 months, followed by these episodes. Patient was seen cardiologist in Albany Medical Center who prescribed propranolol. She had a negative tilt-table test in 2024. EEG was also negative during tilt-table test. Past medical history. History of dog bite, paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, history of angina, anxiety, snoring, excessive daytime sleepiness, epigastric pain, eczema, insomnia, history of cocaine use, tobacco use. Chronic headache, tinnitus of the right ear, chronic kidney disease stage 2, autonomic dysfunction, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, depression, fast surgical ST, EGD, pilo needle cyst removal, allergy, augmentin, Bactrim, cow's milk, medication, nebivolol, alprazolam. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, history of cocaine use in the past. She's working CNA at Nathan Littor nursing home. She's single, lives with the roommate, have no children, family history, mother alive with hypertension, father alive and healthy, one sister alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having a headache, lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, anxiety, joint pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sore, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, tip tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 36-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, migraine. Number 2, dizziness. Number 3, numbness. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, back pain. Next paragraph. Her most of the problem are due to the uncontrolled migraine. I would like to start Qulipta 30 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month. She already had MRI of the brain with contrast and EEG. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.